My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. And you can catch us on the TV side on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. EB is out in Outer Banks this week. Mm-hmm. He's out from work, down in the Outer Banks.
That's true. All right. Just wanted to get your direction.
Yeah, I know. You're a prepositional Nazi.
I mean, he can't be out in the Outer
Banks. He's out this week from work.
He's already out.
He's out of the office, down in Corolla Beach.
Up right. There. Correct.
Yes. So we're running the three-man show. I'm JP along with Cakes and Bish Bucks. Time now to hit the skins.
Yep. Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com is where you find them online. Your clear home improvement choice. All right, we're going to start with some audio from longtime NFL personnel guru Scott Pioli, who was at Commanders training camp in Ashburn. Pioli, for those that don't know, had long runs in both the Patriots and Chiefs front office. And here's him commenting on Commanders rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels.
Oh, Scott, beautiful day out here at Commanders Park. First day with fans. You could really feel that energy. They're going to get in pads on Monday. But let's get right to it. Jaden Daniels, the rookie quarterback. We saw him rotate in sometimes, mostly with the twos behind Marcus Mariota, but sometimes with the one personnel. Just your thoughts on what you saw out of him.
You know, I think we saw some good and we saw some not so good. I don't think we saw any bad.
Right.
You know, we saw there was a little bit of a center quarterback exchange issue when he had to go under at the first snap, as we saw. But, you know, again, to me, I think we, when we evaluate young quarterbacks, we used to have the saying, hey, just get the guys in the huddle, get the play called, get the guys out of the huddle, and get the snap off. And that, it seems like such a simple thing, but quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, being able to learn how to make sure that there aren't any pre-snap issues, that's a big thing. So I saw some good things out of Jaden. You can see the guys responding to him as well, right?
Right, and we've heard that, you know, he's checked at line of scrimmage. He's checked into some situations to really take advantage of the defense. We also saw him under center, in the pistol, in shotgun, on the move, doing dropbacks. So they're really putting him through it. But again, Marcus Mariota, for now, is taking the majority of the number one snaps.
I don't love the fact that they're telling us that Marcus Mariota is taking the majority of the number one snaps. Like
that's day one, he's talking.
Okay, but
the Mariota thing, he's not going to start. Jaden Daniels is going to be a starter. I know the crowd was going nuts.
I think they're just kind of easing him in.
Yeah, the crowd was going nuts when he ran a little read option. Did you see that play, how fast he is?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the reason he was drafted number two overall.
He's blazing.
It's because they know that they're going to lean on that rushing skill set.
And the guy, I know from just looking at the viral clips, the guy can throw into the net fantastically.
He certainly can do that.
He seems to have great net accuracy.
You know, Valdez has a theory about that. I'm dying.
I don't know if it's a theory. It's just an observation of mine.
Let me hear your observation.
It's just finding like a miss, right? A Jaden Daniels miss. Yeah. It's like finding Bigfoot. It's like finding Loch Ness.
Right.
And it's actually, it's a disservice to Jaden because it's unrealistic expectations. Like the J.P. Finleys and Scott Abrahams of the world, they're just posting video of hit after hit after hit in the net.
Right.
I don't know. It's like heroin to Commanders fans. But
love that net shot.
They do, and they just, it's nonstop. But they never show like a miss. Yeah. And I'm sure there are misses. Yeah. I'm sure there's Daniel Jones misses out there.
Oh,
but for whatever reason, they're just, they seem to just vanish.
I'd be okay, by the way, with seeing some misses, some inaccuracy.
Can't the fans handle it? I'm pretty sure they can handle it, but it's just setting unrealistic expectations. I feel like,
right?
I don't know what it is, but it's just an observation of mine. If you can find, it's almost like a reward, like a bounty. If you find a Jaden Daniels miss on the internet from a beat reporter or the Commanders account itself, you should get a reward.
Yeah, not just somebody that was there.
I would agree based on what we've seen that's all you're seeing. But now that they're going to go full pads and he's going to be going against, you know, we assume he's going to be going against the ones pretty soon. I got to think they're going to show some interceptions.
No.
I got to think they're going to.
At least the Commanders account won't.
The Commanders account won't, no. But I think you'll see it on some of the local media.
Yeah, like if he throws a bad pick
to
Forbes and J.P. Finley or Mitch Tischler, whoever has it on video, they're going to show that.
Yeah, I think they will.
They're not just going to bury that and say,
to be honest, I don't know because I haven't seen anything bad.
I'm going to guess those guys are going to show. At this point,
Jaden Daniels is a perfect quarterback.
I've read a few accounts.
Well, you heard Pioli say it.
Yeah, say that he's had misses.
No. He said it was an exchange.
Well, no, he didn't say that's not necessarily a pass.
He's had some good and had some bad, and then he said the bad was the center exchange. Right now, Jaden Daniels has a perfect arm.
Right, he's 100%.
He's 100%.
Yeah, he hasn't thrown one incompletion.
It doesn't exist.
But I do think you're going to see it if he does throw some picks.
Right,
they're not going to show incompletions. They'll show a pick though. So but I agree with you as of now.
Every throw that's been documented from Jaden in camp has been amazing. That's basically what I've read, what I've seen.
Well, look,
it's just, and I'm not trying to put him down. I'm just saying it's just an observation. That's something I've noticed. We're all interested.
Yeah,
to see
I wonder if they're saying the same things about the other rookie quarterbacks in other markets.
I'm looking at Nikki Javala's Twitter right now. Here it says, Jaden Daniels picked off by Michael Davis in first team period. First interception to camp. I mean, you see some, but I agree. They do seem to glorify the net shot.
No.
But his point is you got to see it.
Don't see it.
Yeah.
I have to rely on Nikki's tweet.
You know what?
All you're doing is
fighting against censorship, Valdez.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. It's quarterback censorship.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just a Commanders thing or if it's an NFL thing, if teams are just trying to protect their draft picks or quarterbacks.
I'm wondering if the team prevents cameras for the entire practice. So maybe you couldn't see that.
Possible.
I know they do work on the other field, and it's almost impossible to get video over there.
Yeah,
so I mean, you can see, so, like, here's a bad pass from Jaden Daniels, and actually, it's the Commanders posting it. They're posting it as a great snag by, who's number 82? Is that Sinet? Sinet?
Yeah,
I'm not sure it is.
I think
where Jaden Daniels is rolling left, throwing to his right. And it's Sinet, not a good pass.
Sinet grabs it with one arm.
It's a completed pass.
And corrals it.
It is, but it's not a good pass.
No, it's not a good pass. You're right.
A complete pass.
But also, to give him credit.
I know, but too, it's a horrible pass.
It's
a great catch.
He's scrambling away from pressure, and sometimes you're not going to always deliver that ball when you're on the run.
Yeah.
Perfectly,
it's against his body.
Right. So he got it where he gave his receiver a chance and sent it a good play.
I think there's something to what Valdez is saying, though, and it's not just here, because I know a very similar play that I saw that went viral was Caleb Williams rolling to his left, throwing against his body, and throwing a perfect pass. And the caption was like, there's only one or two quarterbacks who can do this.
Right.
Which might be true. I mean, we'll see. See what happens with Caleb Williams.
Yeah, well,
Aren't we? Well, when's the Hall of Fame game? We're going to see Caleb Williams and the Texans. That's the first game out of the chute.
Isn't that this weekend?
It's Thursday.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
Thursday.
So I doubt you'll see Caleb. I doubt any.
You don't think you're going to see Caleb Williams for at least a few series?
No.
I would think you're going to see him. Why? I mean, why are you going to hide the guy? He's going to be your starter week one. I think you're going to see him for at least a couple series. You don't think so? All right. We will.
Tyson Bagent show.
Says they haven't decided.
I want to watch that show.
At least as of a couple of days ago, they hadn't decided whether he'll play.
Hmm.
Matt Eberflus said they would decide soon.
Right. Well, he better start soon because Thursday's right around the corner. Because last time I checked, it's Monday.
Yeah.
And it's not that far till the Hall
of Fame.
Yeah,
that's what he said. He said, we talked about it, had lengthy conversations about it during the personnel meeting, had it with the coordinators before that. So he said, we'll make a good decision soon. So we'll see when that is.
Let's touch on a few takeaways from Commanders camp. These are from Brian Manning from USA Today. One of his headlines is Brandon Coleman will start somewhere. He says the rookie offensive tackle is taking first team reps at left and right tackle. Right tackle Andrew Wiley is reportedly dealing with some, quote, tightness and should return to the field this week.
Mm.
So he's thinking that, and I think most people think, with Coleman being drafted so high, he's going to get meaningful playing time, if not as a starter, at one of the tackle spots.
Yeah.
It's definitely an area of concern, the offensive line. And what I'm seeing from the people who are at camp every day is it's been inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a team weakness for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and which kind of scares you if it is, because you got a rookie quarterback back there.
Yeah.
But that rookie quarterback can scramble and he can run out of some trouble. But look, Coleman has accolades, man. He was a really good college player. They drafted him in the third round. He's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not he's going to start, we'll see. But eventually he is going to start. You draft a guy in the third round, that's probably a starter in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
So, but he is going to be in the rotation.
One of the other observations, Emmanuel Forbes looks different. He's gained 17 pounds this offseason. The new coaching staff challenged Forbes to add weight in the offseason. He rose to that challenge. He's added the weight and doesn't look any less quick. He's playing with confidence, and he's won his share of reps against Terry McLaurin. Mm. So that's good news that he's added 17 pounds to that frail frame that he came into the league with. And people thought when he was drafted that that was something he was definitely going to need to work on, and he has.
I put the side-by-side on our Junkies Facebook page, mm-hmm. facebook.com/thejunks, and it is night and day. I mean, that picture that went viral over the summer, I guess, from his camp, where he's mm-hmm. with like a regular donk who looked more like a football player than him.
He was like with a high school football player.
Right.
You're like, which guy's the NFL player here? Mm-hmm. And it didn't look like Emmanuel Forbes.
It was disturbing, so it's good that he's put on some weight and supposedly hasn't lost any speed.
Yeah.
And
do we know if he's on the first unit right now, or is he on the second?
Forbes?
Yeah.
It sounds like he's running with the ones.
Is he running with the ones? Okay. Because they brought in Michael
Davis.
Yeah, I
think he was going back and forth against like Terry McLaurin in some of the drills.
Okay.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
One other quick observation.
They need him to be a one.
Well, they brought in the guy from the Chargers, who's a veteran, but sure. and he's bigger physically, but he's not as fast.
We'll talk more about this, too, with Sam Fortier, because he tweeted something along the same lines here. This guy's observation, Brian Manning, Ramiz Ahmed will not be the kicker, because he's doinked it off the goalpost in back-to-back practices. So the whole Brandon McManus thing, and then going to sign the dude from the UFL, might not be working out.
Ooh.
Like, I'm guessing
so
that
they might be in the
I'm
market
guessing
again.
That Adam Peters is going to be scouring the cuts and who's available over the next few weeks to add to the kicking competition, because it doesn't sound like it's going great with Ahmed.
Yeah, but if you're scouring the cuts, then you're bringing in another number.
But maybe he's probably better than the number that you have. He's like a few steps above the number you have in camp currently.
Possibly.
I mean, so we'll have to
monitor that
talk
situation.
Talk about bad luck, because they brought in McManus thinking he's going to be the guy maybe for the next 3 or 4 years.
Right.
Because he's a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
He's been reliable with all the teams he's played with. And then this was a possible sexual assault.
Yes, correct.
Comes down and they let him go. And now they're in the market again. It sounds like you said, that this guy's not working out.
Meanwhile, the guy that Ron couldn't wait to get rid of, Dustin Hopkins, just signed a long extension in Cleveland.
Oh, he got big money, too.
He got a nice deal, too.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Ron.
Well, yeah, they're ex-Commanders kickers all around the place. Yeah. Graham Gano's been going at it for
job
a while.
Job well done, Ron. The legacy of Ron continues to haunt the franchise. Meanwhile, he's looking at the starter times out at Pebble Beach.
Yeah, but maybe
you'll probably run into Ron later this week.
Maybe Emmanuel Forbes will be good.
Maybe he will.
But yeah, his resume as a drafter, pretty terrible.
It's very checkered.
Could have drafted Tua.
Yeah, could have drafted Justin Herbert. Yeah, could have drafted him too. Could have drafted Christian Darrisaw, who just got a long extension with Minnesota.
Yep.
Instead of, I believe, Jamin Davis.
They made some critical mistakes. But the kicking situation, like you said, that could be an issue.
Yeah. I'm guessing Peters is going to be scanning all the camps to see what's doing with kickers.
If you want to chime in, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.